Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Tzadik Aleph. We're starting on the bottom of Tzadik Amud Bey, right after the Mishnah, Iboilehu. As you know, we began our parak 2 days ago, talking about that the Kol HaTodir Mechaveroi is Koidem, what we commonly refer to as Todir Vishayne Todir Todir Koidem. And then the next Mishnah said that the same thing applies, Kol HaMekudish Mechaveroi is Koidem. And now the Gemara asks the obvious question. What happens if you have a case of Todir and Mekudish together? Who comes first? Is the law of the Kol HaTodir Koidem go first, or the Kol Mekudish Mechaveroi come first? And don't think more shayla. Zokti mori boyiluhu. Todir Mekudish Eiz Men Koidem. Todir Koidem Shim the Todir. Todir has the ma'ala that has the tadirus. It has that frequency. Oy Dilma Mekudish Koidem. The Kodish, because it's more Kodish. So Rashi gives a classic example, so to speak. Rashi says you have, on a daily basis, of course, you have the Oilas Tomid. There's nothing more Todir than the Oilas Tomid. And at the same time, someone brought a carbon Chatos. And the two are waiting side by side. Which should we do first? Should we go and be Zorek the Dam Oilas Tomid? Or should we take the Dam Chatos and take it to the top of the Mizbeach and put it on the four Kronois? We know the Dam Chatos is very, very choshev. The Mishnah said earlier that that's the reason why Dam Chatos is more choshev than your Dam Oila, if it's a regular Oila, because the Dam Chatos is mechaper on the Krisus. The Chatos is more choshev than the Oshem, because the Chatos you put on the four Kronis and top of the Mizbeach. So we know that Chatos is very, very choshev. Oila, a regular Oila, is not as choshev as the Chatos, according to the earlier mission that we had. But here we're talking about the Oila's Tomid, which is a Todir. It's Todir Mekudish, Ezemen Koidim Toshema. We're referring here, we're going to talk about Shechita later on, but here we're talking about the Inyan of the Zrikas Adam. If you recall back when we started the Mishnah on Peites Amud Aleph, the middle Mishnah, in the middle of the Yomit, Kol HaMekudish Mechaveroi Koidem, Dam Chatos Koidem LeDam Oila, Mepnei Shehu Meratze. So the Dam comes before the Dam because of the Kapora sense of it. But that's a regular Oila. What about an Oila's Tomid? That's our Gemara's Kasha, Gemara Shaila, Toshima. Tamidim Koidmin L'Musafim. Your carbon Tomid, it comes before carbon Musaf. So L'Moshel, every single Shabbos, you have the carbon tomid that you're supposed to bring, and you're supposed to bring, excuse me, the carbon musaf. Zok the Gemara, the Alpha Gavna Musaf and Kiddushi. Now, the musaf has a special Kiddusha. Why do they have a special Kiddusha? Because it's a Shabbos. You don't bring a musaf during the week, you only bring it on Shabbos. The carbon tomid, however, you bring every day of the week. So you have over here competition between the Todir, that's the tomid, and the musaf, which has that special Kiddusha Shabbos. So which one goes first? Well, we all know. The Oilas Tomid comes first, and the Karm Musaf only goes second. So we can be poshed our shayla that Todir is more choshev than the inyan of the Mekudish. And the Gemara gives now a very, very striking answer, and the Gemara is going to repeat it another 4 or 5 times. It says, Gemara, Otu Shabbos, the Musaf and Ahani, the Tamidim Loyahani. What does that mean? It's taka true that the Musaf is coming because of Shabbos. We don't have the Musaf coming throughout the week. However, anything and everything that you do on Shabbos is infused with a special Kedusha Shabbos. So even though this carbon tumid is identical to the carbon tumid that I brought yesterday on Friday, and this carbon tumid is identical to the tumid that I'm going to bring tomorrow, but nevertheless, the fact that you're bringing it on Shabbos, Rashi says, Shem Shabbos Aleihem. It becomes infused with the Kedusha Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to repeat this several times, as you'll see. And this is a very profound point that the Gemara is making, even though a regular bus of a dam doesn't, it's not a tangible concept. In which respect is it more Shabbistic? The fact that it's on Shabbos, that in itself infuses it with a special Kedusha Shabbos. So therefore, we no longer have a competition between Todir and Mekudish. We have now a competition between Todir, which is also Mekudish, and Mekudish, so then the Todir comes first.
It couldn't be no Moed on Shabbos if it weren't for the special B'moado, because it's Shechita. Shechita is also on Shabbos for a Chulin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already special Kedusha on the Korban Tamid, because the Shechting on Shabbos. Shechita is Malacha, not Malacha.
So you're saying that this is...
It's even stronger. I mean, the fact that you're bringing the Tamid on Shabbos is extraordinary, because you're not supposed to do Shechita on Shabbos at all.
So you bring a riot to our Gemara, right, that the Tumah is shul, so
confused with that Kedusha Shabbos because it's Docha Shabbos because Moado.
Beautiful, beautiful riot. It starts Shema. And the Gemara is going to bring now three or four riots in a row, and always with the same teretz, Toshima. Masafi Shabbos, Koilim, Masafi Rosh Chodesh. This coming Shabbos in Mechem, as you know, is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So, Miyat Hashem, that the base of Migdash is rebuilt from now until then, we're going to bring the Musaf Shabbos first, and the Musaf Rosh Chodesh second. Now, the Musaf Shabbos, obviously, is Todeh, 52 Shabbos in a year. Rosh Chodesh is only 12 Rosh Chodesh in a year. And how often does Rosh Chodesh fall out on Shabbos? But bottom line is, Shabbos is more often than Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara considers in its Havamina to have a special Kedusha, which Shabbos does not have. What Kedusha can Rosh Chodesh have? Says Rashi, because the Gemara in Masechtas Tanis tells us that Shabbos is Ikri Moed. Says in the Pasuk, Korolai Moed, Lishbor Bachurai. So Machloikis in the Gemara with the Korolai Moed is referring to Shabbos itself, sorry, to Rosh Chodesh itself, whether it's referring to Tisha B'Av. But according to one sheet in the Gemara, the Korolai Moed Lishbor Bachurai is referring to Rosh Chodesh. Ah, so Rosh Chodesh has a name of Moed. Now you're going to go and tell me, well, Shabbos is greater, the Kedusha of Shabbos is greater than that of Moed. In general, yes. But the Gemara tells us that Yom Tov Moed has one special aspect that Shabbos does not have. And that is Shabbos is Kedusha V'kaymi. That means it's been the same Kedusha the Kodesh Baruch Hu established from the beginning of time, from the Sheshes Meibreishes. Masha Einkein, every single Moed is infused with Kedusha that we, Klal Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazman. How are we Mekadesh the Moed? By deciding when the new Rosh Chodesh is, every single time when the Shluchim come to the Sanhedrin, to the Bezen HaGodol, and they present their evidence that they saw the new month, based on that, the Sanhedrin down below, the Bezen HaGodol down below, they're the ones that decide when the new Chodesh is, and based on that, that's when the new Yom Tov is going to be.
Isn't Rosh Chodesh also Mechaper, so that would be another
Musaf on Rosh Chodesh Mechaper Lashem, and Musaf on Shabbos is an Ola, right?
Shabbos is only an Ola, correct. On the Rosh Chodesh and Olam Tovim, you have also a Soya.
The Shavuos, the first parak of Shavuos, all those things.
Exactly right. What you're saying is correct. Rashi, however, only refers to the Moed aspect. Obviously, Rashi, third, fourth line, Sofer Rosh Chodesh, Mekudosh, Mishal Shabbos, the Ikri Moed, has the name of Moed. But once again, Shabbos is usually greater than Moed. But other Gemara say that Shabbos is Kvu V'kayimi. The way it is, that's the way it is. You know, you don't have to do anything on your own to make Shabbos Shabbos. But Yom Tov, we have to do something to make Yom Tov Yom Tov. And that's why Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazman. We don't see Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos. We see Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazman. Anyway, Izach Vayte Shver, not Shver. So we can be poshut that Todir comes before Mekudosh. And for Gemara, Otu Rosh Chodesh l'Musaf and Tidei Yahani l'Musaf v'Shabbos lo Yahani. By the fact that today is Rosh Chodesh, that infuses everything that you do today with a special din of Rosh Chodesh. Toshima, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Koymin, Musaf, Rosh Hashanah. Again, Rosh Chodesh is 12 times a year, Rosh Hashanah is only once a year. Abagav, Rosh Hashanah, Kodsha. So you see from that, again, Todir is more Choshev than Mekudish. The same Terence again, Otto Rosh Hashanah, Musaf, Didei, Ahani, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Loyahani. Even the Musaf Rosh Chodesh that you're bringing also is imbued and infused with the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, so therefore they're both Mekudish. Toshima, Dover Acher, Birchas Yayin Tadir.
What is Rosh Chodesh offering on Rosh Hashanah?
What is Rosh Chodesh offering on Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah. We have the same.
It's every the same Rosh Chodesh every single time. In addition to that, you also have the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. It's a double Musaf that day, and if it's Shabbos, you have a triple Musaf: one for Shabbos, one for Rosh Chodesh, one for Rosh Hashanah.
They bring
Serve Hashem.
No, on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
In the Rosh Hashanah service, they have a separate Musaf for the Rosh.
That's correct. And if you look carefully in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, you'll see it makes reference to both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, in what it describes the Musaf. Anyway, I've got the Rosh Hashanah Kotcha. Right, the Gemara says the Gemara gives the same terms again. Otter Hashanah, the Sofi, the Day, Ahanah, the Sofi, the Shoyah, the Shoyah, the Toshima, Dover Acher, Bichas Yayin. The Gemara is really only quoting half of a discussion. It's a discussion, Mesechtas Pesachim, a machlech between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when we make Kiddush Friday night, which bracha comes first? Does the Poyer Priya Goffin come first? or the Mekadosh Shabbos. Well, we all know Halacha L'maisa. We follow Beis Hillel, and he said Bar Pri Gofen first, and after that, we have the Mekadosh Shabbos. But Bishami holds the other way around. He holds the Mekadosh Shabbos first, and then the Bar Pri Gofen second. So the Gemara gives another number of reasons, goes back and forth, and then the Gemara gives another reason, Dover Acher. I'll give you another reason. If you want to look at Rashi, the fourth line, Dover Acher, Repsachem, Taninan, on to the fifth line. Tanina lo, Dika Amri Besil, Mavorach Aliyayim. First you make a bracha b'ri pregofen, v'yekach b'orach ha'yoyim, mekadosh Shabbos. Why? Sh'ayayin goyrim l'kiddush sheti yomer. Because if I didn't have wine in front of me, or if I didn't have my chalas in front of me, I couldn't make kiddush. I can't make kiddush on fish, can't make kiddush on flesh. I have to make it on wine. Or if you don't have wine, on chalas. But the point is, so the yayin is goyrim l'kiddush, and that's why you make the b'ri pregofen. So that's the Pshat of Beisil, and then Beisil adds Dover Acher Chom Nocha Pshat. Brichas Yayin Tadira, or Brichas Yayin Meida Tadira. We make the Bracha Beir Pregofen. You can make every day of the week, you don't have to, but you can make it throughout the week. But you cannot make a Bracha of Kiddush Mekadosh Shabbos every day of the week. So therefore, this is Tadir, and this is Eine Tadir. V'tad V'sheine Tadir, Tadir Koidam. Oh, obviously the Brichas Yayin, which is referring to Mekadosh Shabbos, that's Mekudosh. The Brichas Yayin is a daily Bracha, so that's Tadir. So I have a ride, the Todir Mekudosh, Todir comes first. Again, the Gemara gives the same teretz. Avgav v'brichas hayom k'deisha, oto Shabbos. That's part of the teretz. Avgav v'brichas hayom k'deisha, every Gemara, oto Shabbos, v'brichas hayom anoy, v'brichas hayayin lo yanoy. So again, the Gemara is telling us something very profound. You're making a regular, normal bracha, b'ir priyagofen, which you can make throughout the week. And the same thing would apply to Mushal if you make a shahakal that we make throughout the week. But if you make it on Shabbos, becomes infused with a special Kedusha Shabbos, and not just Stam HaBrocha, a daily Brocha, it's a Shabbos Tikka Brocha. Everything that you do on Shabbos is infused with a special Kedusha and a mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh. Toshima Nocharai, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Mispal Odom Shal Mincha, V'yachkach Shal Musafim. What happens if a person got delayed in his Tfilis Musaf? As we know, Tfilis Musaf, you can go and daven early in the morning, Kol HaYoyim. There are many Vasika Minyanim, for instance, or even Minyanim that daven at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever, on Shabbos, and they daven Musaf in the morning. Even late Minyanim daven normally Musaf in the morning. But what happens, somebody is very late, and now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he has Musaf and Mincha. Oh, now he's Mincha. So which should you daven first? It says, you daven Mincha first, and after that, Musaf. What's the reason why? Again, because if Todah v'sheinu Todah, Todah k'ayin Mincha, you daven every day of the week, must be only daven on Shabbos. Oh, so again, we have Todah and Mekudosh. Todah comes first. After more of the Shabbos, it's filled with Musaf and Hani, it's filled with Mincha Loyani. When you're davening Mincha on Shabbos, I'm just davening a regular Mincha. And of course, Har Mincha on Shabbos is much different than the regular Mincha throughout the week. But again, it's the same Teretz. Anything that you do on Shabbos gets infused with a special Kedushas Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks the same kasha, different rayas, but the same teretz five times. Why does the Gemara go through all of this? It's not my kasha. We look at the top toises. Toshima Masofi Shabbos b'chol hani Toshima tzorich tam ma'ikasol kadaita. What's the Gemara's havamin? Mi'achad the kvar shani. The Gemara already answered. Oh, to Shabbos Masof and hani the tamidim lo yahani. So one has to give a reason, but Toisus doesn't give a reason. The Achroinim try to give different reasons, and then the Achroinim fight and say, nah, that reason's no good. The easy answer, some of the Achroinim say, is that the Gemara was hoping that perhaps there's yet another teretz to each one of these rayas, and so therefore, let's l'hagel tov l'adira. Maybe there's other reasons other than this reason that Shabbos infuses every single mitzvah with a special din of Kedusha Shabbos. But unfortunately, they couldn't find any answer to any of these rayas. So we use the same answer time and time again. No raya if you're talking about things involving Shabbos. So that's the Tosis, and that's what the answer. Now, this last halach about Mispal Odom Shul Mincha V'yachkach Shul Musafim, in many shuls, as you know, when it comes to Yom Kippur, they only start Musaf in the afternoon. They only start in Mushal 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock. They start Musaf. And of course, after that, it's followed by Mincha and Ne'ilah. So the Choyre, that would violate this Gemara, because Mincha is every single day. And Musaf is only on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, Shchodesh, whatever. So it's obviously not as Todir. Doesn't that go counter to Rabbi Yochanan? Halacha, Mispal Odom Shal Mincha V'yachash Musafim? So the poskim write that this only refers to an individual. An individual that is faced with mincha and musaf. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, he had a simcha in his family, his wife just gave birth, and now he's finally able to breathe and start to daven. And now it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's both time for mincha and musaf. Oh, the halacha is daven mincha first, and then afterwards musaf, because it's tadav v'sheini tadav. However, if you're talking about a tzibur, the poskim, that one should go and daven musaf first, and subsequent to that mincha. Why? I tadav v'sheini tadav, because otherwise the whole tzibur can be fadrait. In other words, people that don't know what's going on, people that came in late, people that are coming early, people that are leaving, etc., that can throw off not only their whole schedule, but they don't know what's going on with that mincha, with that musaf. So it makes sense for a tzibur just to continue with your normal schedule, like every single day, and every single Shabbos, and every single Yom Tov, that musaf always goes first, and mincha goes second. Toshima. Try to bring another right. Shlomim shel emesh. This was in yesterday's Mishnah, and there were two or three different pshatim in the Mishnah. We're not going to go through all of them because we don't need to for purposes of our Gemara. All we need to know is that the shlomim was shlomim shel emesh. What means shlomim shel emesh? A person brought his shlomim on l'mushel Sunday, but he brought it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And when he comes into the Beis Hamikdash, the Kehanim say to him, we'd really like to bring your carbon, but it's almost closing time. We're about to bring the carbon oilas tamid. Do us a favor, come back tomorrow morning, and Amyachim will go and bring your carbon shlamim tomorrow. So that's what he does. He comes on Monday morning, bright and early, he brings in his carbon shlam. At the same time, other individuals come in and they're bringing a carbon chatas mit a carbon osham. The question is, which one should come first? Under normal circumstances, the chatas, the oshim, would come before the shlam because they're both maratzim. Chatas is a big maratz, a big mechaper, oshim less so. Moreover, chatas, the oshim are both kachim kudishim, and shlam is a kachim kalim. So what do we do? Says the Mishnah of yesterday, that the shlam shel emesh, chatas, oshim shel yoim, they are from Monday. The shlam is from Sunday, these are from Monday. Shlam shel emesh kaitman. Then the shlom shel emesh should come first. And Rashi said yesterday and today, the reason why is because we don't want to mevaze the carbon, tazilzel, both of the carbon and of the balim. Here the balim, what do you want from my life? I came already yesterday. You're going to push me off again today? It's not very nice. So in Hilchas Derech Eretz, so to speak, especially we talk about a carbon, so we allow the carbon of yesterday to go first and it trumps or overrides the chatzis v'yoshem shel yoim. Okay,
why was it because they just didn't have time?
For whatever reason, it was late in the day and they didn't have time for it. They were about to bring the carbon oil stomach. Somebody brings in his shlomim. They say, we'd love to bring it today, but unfortunately, we don't have time. Please come back tomorrow morning. You'll be first online. And he comes the next morning, first online, and two others, Yanko and Beryl, are bringing the chatz of the Yashem. And they say, oh, this is Mekudish Mechaveir, Chatz of the Yashem should come first. Nevertheless, because of the Zilzel, we allow for the Shlom to come first. That's how Rashi learned. Toys is brought to other Pshatim. But that's what only we need for our Gemara today. Zok Gemara, it's Mashma only because the Shlom came from yesterday. Ha'idavi'idi, what happens if both of them came diyoim from today? Chatz the Oshem Kadmi. The afal gav the shlam tadiri. It sounds like then we would push the chatzas v'yoshem ahead of the line and have shlamim only after that. Why? Because chatzas v'yoshem are more makudish because of the fact that they are meratzim. Mashenken the shlamim is not meratzim. Also, they are kachim kudishim. This kachim kalim. Oh, so you see, when I have a case of tadir and I have a case of makudish, the makudish comes first. Amar Rava. Rava says, you called shlomim todir. Really, the term todir is not appropriate. It's motzi ka'amri.
Right.
Todir kami boyalon, motzi loy kami boyalon. What do you mean by that? There's no chiv to bring a shlomim every single day. It's true. Many, many shlomim are brought throughout the week, Sunday through Friday, and they're all what we call nedarim and nedavos. People that decide that they want to go and show their thanks to Hashem, and or because they want to make a suda seido and get the whole family involved, whatever the reason is, they bring a carbon shlam. Sholem ben Adam lamakim, sholem ben Adam lekahanim, sholem ben Adam lechaveroi to mishpacha. Sagrisa zach a shlam, sagrisa zach. Fine. So it's matzri. Lots of people bring a karm shlam. But it's not a todir, because theoretically you can go a whole week, a whole month without anybody bring a karm shlam. It's not that it has a special frequency. Yes, frequently people bring a karm shlam, but there's no choyve, no chiv. So if there's a choyve to go and bring it like a karm oilas tamid, so then avada, that is a todir. And even though every single day of the week there are only two oilas tamid, then you might have 20 or 50 shlams that day, but that doesn't make them tadirim. It just makes them mitsuyim. And our Gemara is asking kasha of the todir vis-a-vis the Mekudish, and the definition of todir means that it's a mandatory frequency, not a voluntary frequency. So what's the answer to that?
Well, they asked it earlier about the yayin.
That's true too. But the Gemara probably felt that teretz is consistent with the other. If the Gemara would bring that raya now, after this teretz now, then the Gemara Lechayra could have said, I have two reasons. Number one, because of the infusion of the Kedusha Shabbos and everything. And number two, because of the Motsui and the Tadim. So you're 100% right. Omer Rav by Yehuda L'Rava. Otu Motsui loy Tadir. Lav Tadir. Aren't Motsui and Tadir basically synonymous? But Tanya, I'll bring you a raya from Korban Pesach that Tadir and Motsui are the same. What do we see? But Tanya, Yotis HaPetzah Shein and Tadir loy Yotis HaMila Shehi Tadir. What is this all about? This is a Gemara in Masechtas Krisus. As you all know, at the beginning of Masechtas Krisus, you have a list of how many Krisus?
34, no, Sases and two Ases.
You have a list of 36 Krisus altogether, and the Mishnah says that of the 36, 34 are Loisases, or Lavin, and two of them are Mitzvah Sase. V'sim min afkimen, if it's a Lav or it's a Mitzvah Sase?
If it's a Lav and you do it B'shogeg, you bring Korban Chatas Kavua. If it's a Mitzvah Sase and you don't do it, you have a problem. Either you push off the Pesach Sheni, or you
put aside Pesach. Yeah. But what's the halacha of the mitzvah saseis? You do not bring. You don't bring a chatas.
Right. No korban to mashlim it.
Good. So 34 out of the 36. If you did it b'shoigig these isure krisos, then you have to bring korban chatas. These two, if you omitted to bring the korban Pesach or omitted to perform the bris mila, which is a din of kares by both of them. However, if it was b'shoigig, you don't bring a korban chatas. Why, when, where does that come from? So there's a discussion there. The Gemara says that there are four psukim where it repeats Asher lo yisiyasena, the Oshem v'nosa avoyin, Asher lo yisiyasena, Asher lo yisiyasena, four times. And then the Gemara goes through one after the other, and then the Gemara comes to the last Asher lo yisiyasena, and the Gemara says, just based on one Asher lo yisiyasena, I would say oitzias ha-pesach, she'ein oitodir. Since the Pesach is not that frequent, I would say, okay, don't bring a Korban Chatos if B'shoigig you didn't bring a Korban Pesach. However, Loitzis Amilas, Milas Yitadira, that's every day of the week, there are Bris and Baruch Hashem. Since there are Bris and Tadovet Tadir, I might have thought that maybe then if you omitted to do the Bris Mila, maybe you'd also have to bring a Korban Chatos, Kamash Molon, that's why I have another Pesach, Eshalois Yosana, to go and say, not only the Korban Pesach, you do not bring a Korban Chatas, but even the Bris Mila, you don't bring a Korban Chatas. But now the obvious question is, Bris Mila is also not a Todir, it's a Matzoi. When's the last time do we have a Bris here in our shul? Unfortunately, not for a while. Other shuls, Baruch Hashem, in more young communities, they have Baruch Hashem multiple Bris and sometimes in one day. So it's Taka Matzoi, but it's not a Todir. So you see that the Mishnah and the Gemara there referred to Mila as a Todir. So then, the distinction that you made that a Shlom is a Motzi, not a Todir, it's a distinction that doesn't hold water. And for the Gemara, my Tadira, Tadira, my Mitzvahs. The Taisha over there, Todir, is a different translation than our Todir over here. Todir, we normally translate as frequent, a frequency, or what have you. However, Rashi says here, Tadir b'mitzvahs, if you go down Rashi, a little bit lower than where we are in the Gemara, about 5 or 10 lines further down, Tadir b'mitzvahs, Sedur b'mitzvahs, Shenichrasu aleha shloish esrei brisois v'tzivuyen. When you have the parasha of Bris Mila in the Torah, it repeats the term Bris or Mila 13 times, so therefore, the mitzvah of Mila is supercharged with tremendous kedusha, tremendous mitzvah. And therefore the word tadira over here doesn't mean frequent, but it means sedura. It was set up, arranged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it be supercharged with these 13 brisois v'tzivuyim. So it's a totally different definition of tadir. It's not the same tadir Our tadir that we're talking about in our Gemara, that's the frequent use of tadir. That tadir is a very infrequent usage of tadir. That means tadir b'mitzvah. The iboy yisema nachapshad. Where's Shelly Gwinin, right? The iboy yisema mila gabi pesach ki tadir damia. When you're comparing mila to pesach, that's considered to be like tadir. What does he mean? Because Karban Pesach maximum you have once a year. You don't have two times a year. Pesach Sheni if you didn't do the first time. But it's again only one time a year. Masha'enken, the bris, you can have the Baruch Hashem hundreds of brisen, thousands of brisen throughout the year. So in that respect, it's much, much more tadir. Well, when it comes to Karban Shlamim, if you could theoretically have a month or two or three without any Karban Shlamim, if people don't have the funds, or they don't have the ability to get to Yerushalayim, or they have no need to bring a Karban Shlamim, they didn't make the Dorim, whatever. So this is considered to be really super duper tadir, even though it's only a matzui, but it's ken tadir, mashenke in the case of the Shlamim. Anyway, bottom line is, we try to bring a half dozen rais or more, and the Gemara was not able to be poishit, and therefore, it's the poyer le'ifshita, the Gemara is not poishit the shayla. So we're going to start now on a new shayla, which is similar, but different. Iboilu. Todir v'she'ena todir, v'kodem v'shachat v'she'ena todir, ma'ai. We have a situation of a todir v'she'ena todir. So we learned in the first Mishnah of our Perek, that's why the Mishnah of the Perek is called Kol HaTodir, that the Todir comes first before the Einoi Todir. So for instance, on a Shabbos, the Oilas Tamid is brought before the Karban Musaf. They're both Oilois, so there is no Mekudish factor. The Oilas HaTamid every day, and the two Oilas that you bring for Karban Musaf, you're supposed to bring the Oilas Tamid first. What happens if you already, the Kahanim in the Beis Hamikdash, there was some confusion, and they brought the Karban Musaf first in terms of the Shechita. They shechted the Karban Musaf first. What happens now? Somebody, another Kohen, wakes up and says, Chevra, that was the Musaf, that wasn't the Oilas Tamid. Oyoyoy, what do we do? So we have now two choices. Choice number one is to finish off the Karban Musaf and to do the Zrika Saddam. Whether or not you do the Emorin now, but let's at least do the four avoides with respect to the Karban Musaf that was brought incorrectly, number one. So that's what we should do, finish it off. Or maybe we should go and ask a Kohen to stand around and be Memaris Esadam. He should go and take the blood, and he should go and stir it, it shouldn't coagulate, it shouldn't congeal, etc., etc. And in the meantime, bring the Karban Oilas Tamid, the Shechita mitzrika, and when that's all done, then we're going to go back to the Karban Musaf. I mean, I can't remedy everything. I can't change history. We already shechted the Karban Musaf, but at least let's not finish the Karban Musaf. Let's do the Oilas Tamid, finish that off, and then we go back to the original Karban Musaf. That's Gemara Shaita. Iboyle, todir v'sheinu todir. V'kodeh v'shachan v'sheinu todir. Ma. Mi amrin kivin t'shachte. Since you already started, it's like a maskel b'mitzvah, im le gemar, makrevle. Makrevle means now let's go and do the zrikas adam and finish it off. Oy dilma, or like we just said, you have the acher to memaris b'dam. I give the dam in the mizrak to somebody else to go and stir. The makrevle, le tadir, until they bring the oilas tamid, and they'll do the entire hakrov. In other words, not just a shechita, but they'll do the dam as well. So hold the makrevle, and then we're going to go back to finish off on that Karban Musaf that was brought incorrectly. Good to Shaila. It's Omar Avuna. Avuna Mesura. Toshima. Let's try to go Mipashit. Shlomim Shal Emesh. This is the same case we brought earlier. Someone brought the Shlomim on Sunday afternoon, late in the afternoon. The Kanim said, "Sir, we don't have time for you. Please come back tomorrow." So he comes back tomorrow, Monday morning, and now he has the shlum that he brought originally yesterday. And the chatzvi yoshem shal yoyim, and others, or he is bringing whatever chatzvi yoshem of that day. Which should we go and do first? Shal emish, koidim l'shal yoyim. You should go and bring yesterday's carbon first. You shouldn't have a zulzul and a bizoyin for the carbon and for the balam. Bring the shlum first. Okay. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is medayik. It's only because that these were brought two separate days. In other words, the shlum was originally brought yesterday and was pushed off to today. What happens if both of them were brought today? What is dumi de emesh? What means dumi de emesh? If they brought them today, what's the emesh? Oh, the heichidami. The kodim shochtei lishlumim. Meaning, we have over here the shlum, the chatzos v'yoshem, and if they were all brought today for the first time, no zilzul of yesterday, what would the Kohanim say?
We got to be. And the Chatas Neshim come first.
Exactly. Would say
the Baal was trigger happy and he shechted it right away. So I don't want to wait.
I don't know if the Baal was the Koyan or the Shoychet, whoever it was. Oh, veichdim the kodim shechted the shlamim nishkefreit kakashes, and they shechted the shlamim first. Ah, so now in the case of the Mishnah, we said since the shlamim person came yesterday, so we don't want to be mezalzel. Do the whole four avoidos of the shlamim first. And then we'll do the Chatzos Yoshim after that. So I'm being medayik is the chmashma that if the yoyim dimid the emesh vehechidomi that we shechted the shlomim first, then lechoyra Chatzos Yoshim kadmi. Lechoyra the Chatzos Yoshim should come before the shlomim.
Right.
And therefore, Zokti Gemara, why are we saying in such a situation if we called him shechted the shlomim, he shechted the shlomim first? Chatzos v'oshem kadmi. Chatzos v'oshem kadmi means you shechted it, but now wait with the shechita. In other words, take the dam. Have someone be memaris the dam, and we're going to go and do the chatzos v'oshem because the chatzos v'oshem should have been done first. As soon as everybody came in that morning, we shouldn't have allowed the shlum to go first. Okay, it was a bubu. They made the shlum first. Okay, but put the shlum on the side. It's only in a case where the zilzel was the concern. But if there's no zilzel, we tell the shlum, man, wait, and we're going to go and bring the chatas or oshim now first, shech them, do the zrika sadam, etc. Oh, see, if in fact this is the correct interpretation of the Mishnah, and this is the correct deal, so then I can go and for our shayla, I can address our shayla and resolve it. What was the shayla? If you have a todah v'sheina todah, the kodah v'shocha v'sheina todah first, what should you do? Should you go and finish off, or should you go and bring the todir first, and then go back and finish off the ena todir? So the chayyav have a raya from here. Rashi points out, this is not exactly apples and apples, because we're not talking about todir v'sheena todir, we're talking about mekudish v'ena mekudish, but it's sufficiently similar that the Gemara considers this to be
parallel.
Oh, and therefore, I'm bringing a raya. It's only in the case where it was an emesh that I finish off the whole shlum first, and then I attend to the chatzos yoshim. It's a chmashma, but if there was no zilzil situation, everything was from today, and they shechted the shlum by accident first, we would say, hold on to the blood, chatzos yoshim kadmi, bring the chatzos yoshim before, so I can be poishir ar shayla, tishitak in such a case, where you did the ein etodir first, then hold the blood, bring the other carbon, the tadir, and then go back to the original one. Every Gemara, there was a very nice pshat. However, Dilma, I can understand the Mishnah a little bit differently, and then I have no raya to be poishet our shayla. Dilma, perhaps, shlom di emesh v'chatzos v'oshem di yoim heichem mishkaches lo. What is the situation of the shlomim of yesterday and the chatzos v'oshem of today? Maybe let's talk about the practicalities. Let's talk about the details. The shechtinu l'travayu. Ooh, it's talking about that we already shechted shlomim first because it came in first, and after that they shechted the other two. And about that, it said in the Mishnah. Now all the dam is waiting. The kohen has to make a decision. What should he do if it's a case of shlom the emesh? What should we do? Al zilzul for the carbon, finish off the shlomim first. Even though the dam of the chatzos yoshim is also waiting because I already shechted both. Both meaning the shlomim and the chatzos, or the shlomim and the yoshim. Chatzos yoshim doesn't necessarily mean both together.
Either.
It means either or. And or, right, with a slash. Okay, so mishkachas l'shechtin l'travayu, since you shechted both of them, says the Mishnah, finish off the shlomim first. Avol, what would happen in the case loy shechtin l'travai? And so, based on that, make a diuk for today if they're all geshechtin all at once. In other words, you shouldn't have shechted the shlum first. You should have shechted the chatzos yoshim first. However, they made a bubu. It wasn't an emesh situation. It was all biyoyim. They were all three brought at the same time. If the chatzos yoshim was pushed to the side, they brought the shlum first. So what's the din now? Do I go and say chatzos yoshim kadmi? Here we're talking about shechtin l'travai. We already shechted both the shlomim and the chatos. And now the question is, what should I do? Oh, since it's both biyoim, so finish off the chatos first, and then do the shlom. But that's only because of the fact that we already shechted both of them. But that wasn't our shaila. The shaila was, what happens if you only shechted the shlamim, and now the question is, should I be mashlam and finish off the shlamim, or should I say, hold on to the shlamim, hold on to the blood, go and stir it up, let's bring the chatas or ashim in the meantime. So, although the two cases are similar, lemaisa it's not the same. Because you try to bring a rai from the Mishnah, and the Mishnah, the assumption was that we only shechted one, and now the question is, should I be mashlam that one? By doing this rikur, should I start on the new carbon? So, well, who says that's pshat in the Mishnah? Could be the pshat in the Mishnah, we shechted both of them, and now the question is, which one should I be mashlam first? Should I be mashlam the shlamim first, or the chatzis the yashim first? But that wasn't my shaila. My shaila was in a case where it's you're competing the hashlama of carbon one with the shechita of carbon number two. The shaila that we asked that you didn't shecht both of them. Question: should it be mashlam or not? Tiboylach. That still remains an open issue. Based on our Mishnah, we cannot resolve it based on the Mishnah with that deal.
Well, if you didn't shecht the chatas yet, mm-hmm. and you have the blood of the shlamim there.
Mm-hmm.
You would say wait for the chatas.
That's the mer shaila. Go back to Shai. One second. I know, Shelly, you have something very bright to share with us. Please bear with us one moment. That's our shlomim, which is the Eina Tadr.
What does the Breya say? It's first time.
This is the Shaila. Now, we're not talking about the Mishnah now. The Mishnah, the Breya, the Shaila was so the question is, what should I do? Since I already shechted, I already made the boo-boo. I did the Eina Tadr, but I did it. Do I say, finish it off and do this Rika Saddam? Or do I say, no. Put that on hold. You made one boo-boo, don't compound it by being mashlim. Put it on the side, be maris v'dam. Bring the Tadr, and after that, come Kim Tzrik. Okay, dam person, go and bring the dam, and let's go do this Rika Saddam. So that was the shayim.
Okay.
Good. So now we wanted to be pushed that shayla from the Mishnah based on the assumption that the Mishnah was talking about on all fours that situation. That we brought the shlama initially of Emesh, but the diak was even of today. I brought that first, and now I have the dam waiting there, and I have my chatas v'yashem. So the Gemara said, in the case of Emesh, I would say the chatas v'yashem should wait. Why? Because of the zilzul of the carbon, and therefore finish that off first. I wouldn't worry about the zilzul, obviously, because there's no emish factor. So then the chatzis v'ashem kadmi. Put the shlam on hold, let's wait, and let's go and bring the chatzis v'ashem and have somebody stir it up. So I can be poisoned or shayla. So no. That may not be the fact pattern of the Mishnah. Maybe the fact pattern of the Mishnah is talking about going back to the original Emesh, that they shechted the shlamim of yesterday, today, first. Right after that, they shechted the chatas or asham right after that. Now you have both dams waiting in the mizrakos. Question is, who should go first in the zrikas adam? On that, says the Mishnah, Vaita, I have the zilzul. What's a zilzul? The shlum was here from yesterday. Finish off the shlum first, and then you'll finish off the other kabbats. But it's talking about that shachtinu. So it's not a question of starting the new carbon or finishing off the old carbon. We're talking about who do I finish off first, my shlum or chatz and the asher. Says the Mishnah, if the shlum is an emesh dikka, so then it has priority, let
zilzul,
because of the zilzul, go and do the zrika. It's a mashma if it's on the same day. In other words, that there is no emish or zilzul factor, but they brought the shlam chatzis yashim. What should have been done? The kahanim should have said, shlam, wait on the side, let's go and do the chatzis or ashim first, but they didn't do that. They did the shlamim first. And right after the shechita shlamim, they shechted the chatzis or the ashim. Both dams are waiting in the mizrakis. Which one should come first? Now, with the maisa, based on this diak, we would go in paskin. It's only by the emish that we finished off. We did this rikas ha shlam first. But if it would be from yoyim, then we do the chatzis or asham first, which is great. But that wasn't our shaila. Our shaila is talking about being mashlam the first, as opposed to starting off on the second. But if both of them have been geshachtan already, so then it's a question of which one should I be mashlim first? Should I be mashlim my shlam, because I shechted that first, or should I be mashlim the chatzis yashim? If that is in fact the pshat in the Mishnah, I can be poshted that the chatzis yashim of today, I should do the zrika before the zrika of the shlamim. But that wasn't my shayla. My shayla was, should I first be mashlim and do the zrika of the shlam, or should I go and do the shechita of the new kabbanis of the Chatzos or Asham. So therefore, says the Gemara, good try, but you have not muchach from my Mishnah, because if the fact pattern is different, then I have no raya to my Shaila. Shelley, you wanted to say something, we asked you to
hold. Yeah, seriously,
I can't believe that.
That was already shafted improperly. There's a practical issue here.
Prematurely.
At a short period of time, about 5 minutes, blood begins to congeal.
Correct.
Right.
So you really want to take care of using that blood as soon as you can.
Correct. And that's why the Gemara said we're going to have a person who's going to be memaris.
Why doesn't he just do this? Why doesn't he just do the Zrika? It's a Shlomim. Just do it, Shtam Shem Arba. If he can stand there, the fact that you have one coin doing the stirring the blood, that means you have at least two kohanim. I understand if you only have one good shochet, so you want to wait for the shochet to do is to be available to the next shchita. Okay. But if you have somebody standing there stirring the blood, let him walk over to Mizbeach, do shtayim, shem arba, and it's done. He doesn't have to be stirring it. It's already in the Mizrak. Take it and finish it. What's the stirring for? If the guy can stir it, the other guy can do the shechita of the chatas while he finishes this. You have to have at least two kohanim. I don't understand the question.
You're saying I'm a practical.
A maris can be a zorek.
The Gemara is asking this on a theoretical basis, not on a practical. You're saying a practicality, when this person is shechting, you're going to have two people. Let him go and shecht, and let him go and be a maris.
But maris is unnecessary. He's just to finish the korban.
Okay. Basics. Okay.
Shai, you had a question.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm saying the case of the Mishnah where we had the Shlomim Shoetmo, that wasn't talking about Shechita. That would say put it on all fours. It's talking about or wasn't the Shechita.
The second one, the Chatzos Yashas. Yeah. Then we'd have a Rai, we'd be able to be poishah
right,
the Shad.
Right.
Gemara says, well, you don't have a Rai Muchachas to be poishah the Shad, because you could learn the Mishnah differently. Now, anyway, look, the more right to, but I have other Rais. Toshima, this should all sound familiar, because we just had it 5 minutes ago. Dover Acher, again, the Machli B'Sham Beisil, which comes first, the chicken or the egg, I mean the Bari Prigofen or the Mekadosh Shabbos, says, Beisil, Beisim Rechaseyayin Tadira, or Rechaseyoyim Einet Tadira, and therefore, Tadir Shein, Tadir Koy. So what does this have to do with us?
Right, because it's a chatas and a shlomim. What's the parallel?
So Rashi says that the parallel is that we have, when the Zman Shabbos happens, that's the Einat Todir. The Einat Todir has already happened. As soon as your my Zmanim, whatever Zman you follow, whether you follow the Goyim Zman, or the Vilna Goyim Zman, or the Rebbeinu Tam Zman, whatever time you follow, but as soon as the Zman hits, that it's now Shabbos, so that's the Einat Todir vis-a-vis the Birchas Hayayin. Because the Birchas Hayayin every day of the week. Shabbos only happens once a week at Friday night and 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whenever the time happens. So that is the Einat Todir happens first. And now I have in front of me the Yayin together with the Birchas Hayayin. So that the Gemara considers to be parallel to the Gemara Shaila. Since it's already, we did the Einat Todir first. What's the Einat Todir? That it's already Shabbos. And now I have my wine in front of me. Should I go and say, well, you have a Todir, but she ain't a Todir, although the ain't a Todir is passed, don't go and be mashlim the ain't a Todir by saying Mekadosh Shabbos first, but rather go and start straight on the Birchas Hayayin. So it's similar in concept to our Gemara over here. Remember, what was our Gemara over here? By accident, he went and did the ain't a Todir first, and then we're up now to, should I finish off the ain't a Todir, or should I say, wait on that, do the Todir, and we're going to come back to Sheinat Todir. So similarly, Sheinat Todir already happened first. Now I have my wine in front of me. Should I go and say, well, since I really should start the Todir, Sheinat Todir, Todir Koidim. Obviously, it's not exactly on all fours.
But you said the Birchas Hayom before by mistake, and you didn't say Bari Pirei Gofen. You didn't have wine, you didn't have challah in front of you, and you didn't know what to do. So you wanted to, as it were, make kiddush to say the Birchas Hayom. And now you have suddenly, oh, I found grape juice, I found wine, I found challahs.
Right. So that's a very interesting scenario.
I'm trying to set up a parallel.
I understand. But let's first understand our case, and then we can see we have other cases. But the point is, we have the Einat Todir Shabbos is already hit. Should I go and be mashlumit by saying now the Birchas Hayayin Mekadosh Shabbos? Because after all, I already started Shabbos, so let's finish off the Shabbos. Or do I say no? take a break Shabbos. I'm going to first say the Birchas Hayayin, not Birchas Hayayin, the Birchas Hayayin, make my prayer pre-goffin, and then I'm going to come back to the She'enoi Todir. Ah, so l'choy, that would be the same type of situation with my Shlomim brought first. I shouldn't have done that. I should have done the Chatzis Yoshim, because that's more Makudish. Oh, I'm sorry. So I did I goofed. Should I just finish off the goof, be mashlem, and then start fresh on the nu? Or do I, and then start on the tadir? Or do I say, no, tadir v'sheni tadir koidim, even though I messed up once, I don't want to mess up twice. Do my tadir, do my birchas hayayin. So I see from that when I have an einoi tadir that went first by accident, or any makudish that went first by accident, put it on hold, have someone go and diligently go and stir the blood so it shouldn't go and coagulate and shouldn't go and congeal, and we're going to get back to you. So that's the same thing over here too, that it was already Shabbos. The Chayra should make Mekadosh Shabbos, finish off the Eina Todir. No. I take a break, I do the Todir, Shabbos, be Moichel, wait for one moment, and we come back to Shabbos again when we do the Mekadosh Shabbos. So the Chayra, that is a similar case. Every more Hachanami, Kivin the Asyon, since Shabbos has already arrived, and now I put wine on the table, it's Keman the Shechita Trevayu Dami. It's as if both of them are now basically contemporaneous or simultaneous.
In the Mizrach.
They're both in the Mizrach, right. So I already have two Gishachdan, the Shlomims and the Chatas, or Chatas or the Yosham. Oh. So I have the two Mizrachs. The question is, which I should be Zoyrech, which is very, very important. But that wasn't our Shaila. Our Shaila was in the case where they're not both in the Mizrach yet. Should I first finish off the boo-boo? Exactly, the boo-boo that I made.
And then Shech the Shchatas, or should I do the Chochatas ceremony and then go back to the Shlomim?
Oh, it does. So therefore, since when you come to the table and you bring the wine to the table and you're ready to make Kiddush, the Gemara considers that as if both of them are happening now simultaneously, because now is my opportunity to go and Mekadosh Shabbos. Which one should I do first? Should I do the Todir or should I do the Eina Todir? So although Taki, you're right, the Eina Todir happened, it's been Shabbos already for the last 15 minutes, true. But now when I'm getting ready to go and say the Shabbos and make Kiddush on Shabbos, it's as if they both came together at once, and now the question is, which one first? Yeah.
I mean, would there be something like, if you put something on hold, isn't there like a Hesach Hadad type thing?
There would be Hesach Hadas if people ignored it. But since you have one Kohen who's Mamaris, he's thinking the whole time, why are you stirring the blood? Because we're going to bring it short. It's because it's going to congeal. So, in fact, it's the hepach of the Hesach Hadas here.
It's a masa to not have Hesach Hadas.
Exactly. But Shkoyach. Yes.
You have no Hesach Hadas. It's an averting of the Hesach Hadas.
It's Machshav and not a Nikar Mitok Masa. The fact that he's stirring it is showing there's no Hesach Hadas on the program.
Continual. Yeah.
So we're saying that it's as if they're both in front of us here. We don't look at any, and therefore we have to.
It's like Shteg Shkutim. Right. It's similar to the way the Gemara answers
the matter. To the Tadr.
Exactly. Yeah. It's Toshima. Another time we're going to try to be poshut. Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha mispal adam shul behem mincha v'yakash shul musafim. Oh, Hachanami. So what's the question over here? We started off since it's already this man for the mincha. Sorry, what came first? The todir is the mincha. The ena todir is the musaf. Now what has already arrived on the scene? What's already arrived on the scene? The mincha. And well, the mincha is the todir one. So we want to go. What
says my mincha? Zman mincha arrives. So now both of them, as it were, shkutin in front of you.
Well, that's the Morris Teretz. So the Morris assumes. Well, Musaf came first. So I really should have attended to the Musaf first. I shouldn't have attended to mincha first. But we say no. You do the mincha even though the Musaf came first. So why don't you go and say, since Musaf came first, first do Musaf and then do mincha. Even though normally mincha would come first, however, since Musaf has arrived on the scene first, let's first do the Musaf and then the mincha. The fact that you do the mincha and then after the Musaf, L'chayrus suggests that in our case, where you have even though you started off with, it's like the Shabbos came first and now I have the Kiddush, do your Kiddush. Even though Musaf came first, but mincha's here, do your Karbon mincha. So I can be pointed, the same thing is, even though I erroneously shechted the shlomim first, go and put that on the side, be mabaris, and now do the other thing, they do the tadir or the makudish, and come back to it. Everything mara, hachanami, same territory as before, kim demoti zman tefilas mincha. It's already mincha time, kim ad shechita tevayu dami, so now I have the choice between musaf and mincha, stark in front of me, it's as if both of them are shechutim. Now I have my question, tadir b'shein and tadir, and we say tadir is koidim, but again, we can't be poishet ar shayim. So again, we're trying to be poishid Ashayla. What's the poishid? Now we're talking about, again, our favorite subject, Erev Pesach. You bring your Korban Pesach. Now, Korban Pesach, as you know, has to be brought in the afternoon. You can't bring it in the morning. Shokta Koinim Chatzois, if you brought 11 o'clock, a person wants to be his reason Magdimen, it's possible. Why? Nishan Mabayim says, by the Korban Pesach, Bin Arboim. You have to bring it between the two Arboim, which means between noontime and between Erev time at night, Shkia at night. Good. When I'm going to bring the Koinim Litomid before the Korban Tumid. Now we know that every day of the year, the Oilas Tumid Shulbin Aboyim is the final Korban of the day. But not on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, even after the Korban Tumid, we can still bring the Korban Pesach. What's the reason for that? So Rashi brings, as we had earlier on the Gemara, because of the fact that by your Tumid Shulbin Aboyim, the Torah says, bring that Oilas via Asheni, Akevis Asheni, Tasu Ben Harboyim. But however, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, there's a double, both Bein HaBoyim and Be'erev. The Gemara learns from the Be'erev and the Bein HaBoyim that that's even later than your typical Tumid Shel Bein HaBoyim of every day. Okay, so now, I had the Tumid and I had my Korban Pesach. Which one should I have brought? I should have brought the Korban Tumid first, and then finish over the Korban Pesach. But instead, they mixed it up. They went and did Koidim LeTumid. He brought the Korban Pesach before the Tumid. It's kosher. Gosh, okay, so what should I do now? Now I'm faced with, I finished off the shechita of the Korban Pesach, but I also have my Korban Tumid waiting there. So that's Mamish Ar Shaila. Should I first finish off the Korban Pesach by doing the Zrikas Adam? Or should I say, Mister, you made a boo-boo, just hold off, let's bring the Tumid first, we're going to do the Tumid, the shechita, the Zrikas, and then we're going to come back to you.
Well, the Tumid is both Tagir and Mekudesh. It's an Ola, and it's every day. The Pesach is a Shlamim, and it's once a year. So I'm both
you
counts.
Shlamim,
I'm
you
both
counts.
The Tumid is trumps.
Okay, but should you have brought the Korban Pesach first?
It's not possible. Exactly. At least it's not possible.
Not possible. But so what should I do now? Should I finish off the Korban Pesach, or should I bring the Tumid? So if you koidum the Tumid, it's kosher. But what should we do? The Mamaris Bedomayachi Yisroi Kadam. Oh, so it's Mamish Ar Shaila. They go and have someone wait. Let's go and bring the Korban Tumid. Let's do the Zrika Sadam, and then we're going to come back to the Korban Pesach. Oh, so Mamish Shaila that we asked. What should you do? Should you finish off the first? Maskel Mitzvah Imle Gemar? Or do you say, no, wait. Let's try to correct as much as we can correct. Go and bring now the Korban Tumid. I should have done that before. Too late, I'm sorry, but do that now, finish it off, and then we're going to go and bring back the Korban Pesach.
Why don't you do the Korban Tumid on Erev Pesach? That should be even before all of it. It says Bein Arbayim. So why do we wait? Why are we waiting? How far are we waiting pushing back the Tumid?
We put 12:30 before.
That's the beginning. He's talking about the end of the day.
Yeah, but I'm saying what constitutes the end of the day here?
Because on a normal daily basis, before Shkia.
Right, so now we're talking, when did this happen that he
was Erev, let's assume that 5 o'clock was Shkia time, and therefore 4:30 they were about to go and do the Korban Oilas Tumid. Oh, but somebody said, but I still have a Korban Pesach to do. So what should I do first? What should I do second?
They do the Korban Tumid at 12:30.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The Korban Tumid is done.
Yeah,
because after Chatzos.
That's my question.
Right, they did the Korban Tumid Erev Pesach first, and then they did all the Korban Pesach. Kat Rishon, Kat Sheni, Kat Atzlanis. They all came after the Korban Tumid Shel Bein Arbayim, right?
Let's assume that you're correct. So we don't have to debate this. Let's assume you're right. What happens if they forgot and they didn't bring the Korban Tumid, and now it's 4:30, 4:45, and we still have a couple of Pesach left? What should we do at this point?
Okay.
Obviously, there's a boo-boo, because why did
somebody
he do it?
Somebody made a boo-boo.
Exactly.
It's just to explain the boo-boo is that it's after Chatzos, so it's Siman Korban Pesach, and they didn't just bring the Tumid yet, because I think some guy's jumping the gun.
Fine.
Because he has his fingers on the chalif.
Exactly.
He can't wait to lock it all in, okay? All right.
Whatever the situation is.
Okay.
It was done in the incorrect order, and we see very clearly, even though it was done incorrectly, first, push, don't say finish off the incorrectly brought carbon, incorrectly in terms of prematurely brought carbon. Don't say finish that off, or we say put it on hold. Now go and bring what you're supposed to do, and then come back again. So that's Mamish directly on point, the shayla that we asked.
Our scroll implies that they should do the tummy first.
on Erev Pesach, you definitely do the Talmud first.
Only for all the
Pesach. No, fine. Okay. I'm sorry. Should have done it at 12:30, 12:15, whenever the time is.
I was trying to clarify.
No, I appreciate it. Assuming that that's the correct Pesach, my apologies. But Lamasa, the Talmud should have brought first, and the Pesach should have brought second. What happened? They brought the Pesach first, and the Talmud number two. What do we do? So it says over here, if you brought the Pesach first, and the Talmud second, go and say to the Baal Karban Pesach, wait your turn, wait 5 minutes. But I already brought my carbon. I don't care. Have somebody the Maris Adam and hold on to it, and then we're going to do the carbon. Dumb, and we're going to come back to you. So the Chamamish Ar Shaila. Everything more my skin go to Kodim Shachti, the Tom of Bereisha. Noch, with the same territory we'll be giving the last two Rayas, that it's talking about we already Shechted Taka, the Karban Pesach, incorrectly. We brought it first. But before the Shaila arose of Yehem Maris Bedomai, they quickly went and shechted the carbon tumit. So now I have both Mizrakim waiting for action. Which one should I do first, and which one should I do second?
Tadrimakudish.
So what do I do? Yehem Maris Bedomai. But here we're talking about that there was shechti both together. And Dr. Yimara, if that's the case, then I cannot be poshed our Shaila, because the Shaila was that I had only shechted one. Should I finish off the whole kit and kaboodle, right, and then start on the shechita, the second one? And so that was the Shaila, but that's not the case over here.
Right.
The case over here might very well be that we already shechted both of them. Which one should I be mashlim first? Should be mashlim the carbon pesach, or be mashlim the carbon tumit? So therefore I can't be poshed our Shaila. Omli Ravacha Sabel Ravashi. Don't think that that's just a dichoy. That's taka the emes of pshat, that we're talking about that both of them are geshachted. How do I know? Why does it say that the first person should be memaris dam ad she yizrek adam? It should be memaris vadam ad she yishchoit the yizrek adam of the other carbon, and then we're going to do this rikas adam of the first carbon. For like Tony, actually, Yishchayt v'Yizrek Dam.
It doesn't say it, so it must be they already shechted the second one.
Exactly. Also. So both of them are shchutim. So that was not our Shaila. Our Shaila was should have been mashed on the first before I start on the second. This case is talking about the both of them are geshachtim. Which one should I finish first? That is a different Shaila. So Shemamino Ataka Raya, that this is not a good good proof to our Shaila, and so therefore the Shaila remains. And Iboyed Eloy Ifshutim. And finally, we conclude our Mishnah of yesterday. You can look at the last two lines of yesterday's Mishnah. There's four lines. The Kulan Hakihanim Rishoyim Lashanas Bachiloson Laochlan Tsluyin Ushlukin Umavusholim Losses the Toichet Tavli Chulin Tavli Truma. The Kahanim can go and eat it any way they want to eat the Karbonis, the Kochi Kudishim that they're eating in the Azara, for instance, from Achatas, from an Oshem, or the Shalmei Tzibur and Shavuos. When eating any of them, they can eat it any way they want. They can go and roast it, and they can fry it, and they can cook it, and they can boil it, and they can go and add ketchup, and they can go and add mustard, anything that they want. Where do you take this from? My time is Otimar. Amakrot says the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him, and he nisati l'cho es meshmeres from Messiah, l'cho b'gan Yisrael, l'cho nisati l'moshcha. What's the definition of l'moshcha? It doesn't mean over here, Mashiach, that you're supposed to anoint something. The word l'moshcha means l'gdula. K'desh ha-melochim oichlin. Eat it just like if you were in a palace, and the kings would want to go and eat fancy schmancy, then you would go and give them 20 different choices of what to add.
Dips and condiments.
Exactly. Just like we have the new minig today on Friday nights, maybe even people have Shabbos morning, that before or after the fish, you have the 12 different dips they have on the table. When I was a kid, the only dip that they had was the chrein. And that wasn't even a dip, but you added that to the fish. Okay, anyway, it is what it is. But that's the Gdula, Keder Shemalachim Eichlin.
It's 9 something, and
we're going. We're in fact 58 minutes into the daf. Yeah. The good news is that from here to the end of the daf is quicker.
Sunday also.
It's also Sunday. It's also Erev Chanukah. Omer Shimon, Imra Isa Shemen. Oh, Shemen, that's very important for Chanukah. Shu Mischalik Ba'Azara. Ein Tzorach Lishol Mahu. If you see the Kahanim in the Azara all eating Shemen, or using shemen as dips, or salad dressings, or whatever, you don't have to ask, where did the shemen come from? I'll explain to you. In Torah Lishol Mahu, El Etz Moisa Rekike Menochais Yisrael, V'loik Shemen Shol Metzayra. It's one of two possibilities. It's either the Moisa Rekikim, Rashi explains, we're talking about a carbon mincha ma'afei tanur, where after it's totally baked, then you go and put on it Kiminki, your Moishach Kiminki on it,
like an X,
or like a a gimel or whatever, like an L. A machlek is exactly what kminki is. A ki stands for chof yivonis. Good. Anyway, but that doesn't, since it's already fully baked, it's not being used for belula to go and mix with the original flour. This is just used to go and be moishach on top of the finished mincha mafeitana, which has already been baked. So very little of it gets actually poured onto the mincha. All of the moiser Hashemin is eaten by the kohen. And the same thing, like shemin shel metzayra. You bring a special loik together with the carbon asham. You have some uses for that loik shemen. You do the sheva hazois, and then you go and put on the behoinais. All of that is true. And then the etzba, yeah, outs in the behoinais and on the oizen. But then you have extra. And whatever is left extra in the hand, you put on the roish hamitaher, on top of the mitzvah's head. But whatever you still have inside your mizrak of the shemen, that's eaten by the kohen. And similarly, if you see somebody putting shemen on top of the fire on the maracha, what's that all about? In Tzarchlish, you don't have to ask. Mahu, ela moise rikike minchas kehanim. As you know, minchas kehanim were kolul, totally kolul. So if you had any extra shemen, since in minchas kehanim, this is rikikin, you didn't distribute to the kehanim to eat, you put it onto the mizbeach. Same thing, minchas koin mashiach. Minchas mashiach means a minchas chavitin that's brought every single time. The reason, every day, the reason why the mishnah refers to koin mashiach, because the pasuk refers to koin mashiach, but it's lav daf koin mashiach, even the kehanim, the second base of Midrash, they brought every single day the korban chavitim, and these were also kulul kalul, and therefore, you don't have to ask, why am I putting shemen on top of the mizbeach? Because you can't eat it, it's kula kol. Says now the Mishnah, what would be the other possibility? The other possibility is maybe there's a shemen of nedava, that someone said, I'm not going to bring a mincha, a carbon of a shlom, it's a carbon of a mincha, it's a carbon of an oila, I want to bring a carbon of shemen, and I'm going to bring a whole lot of shemen, a whole load, a whole pot of it. Says the Mishnah, there's no such thing. So therefore, if people are eating shemen, or people are being makrif shemen, you know this is not nedavos. These are all mandatory shemens. The Tarfa Noyman, no, I disagree, misnadav shemen, you are misnadav shemen after all. Now the question is, according to the Parfen, that you're misnadav shemen, what happens with that shemen? Is it on the Mizbeach, on the Maracha, that you totally put on the fire? Or do you go and eat it? Oh, it's not Simur Shaila now. As we'll see, we touched on that already a few blad ago, and now the Gemara repeats it. Ah, okay, very good. So, look, Gemara Mishmuel, the Dibri Reb Tarfin, HaMisnadav Shemen, Koim Tzoy, he gives a koimitz, V'shior of Ne'acholim, in other words, just like a Korban Mincha. My time, where do you take this from? After all, a Kemitza on Mincha is much easier than a Kemitza on Shemen. How can you do a Kemitza on Shemen? So we discussed that last time. Exactly, there was a Rebbeinu Gershom or Rebbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara Maseches Menachos that said it's talking about that it was abyssal faglivet, meaning it was a little bit congealed. And nowadays that you buy, many people get these prefabbed neiris for Hanukkah, so you know that it congeals because you turn it upside down, it doesn't pour out. So you can make such a kmitzah. Just like a karm mincha. Oh, so therefore, Shmuel says, Reb Tarfin says, that it's like a mincha, kmitzah is on the mizbeach, shiar nechal. My time, where does he take this from? Amakra. Where does it say that you can be menadiv a korban shemen in the first place? It said in the pasuk v'chi sakriv korban mincha, and the Gemara is bothered. Why? What do you need the pasuk to say the word korban? It could say v'nefesh ki sakriv mincha. Why does it say sakriv korban mincha? The extra korban comes to say malam etchem isnadvim shemen. And since you learn it from mincha v'chi mincha man mincha koyim tzvishir ne'echalim av shemen koyim tzvishir ne'echal. Look, l'chayda a very nice makar. Nice explanation. I'll bring you right from our Mishnah. The attack commits on the Mizbeash, Yerub Necholim, Umrib Shemin. What did it say in the beginning of the Mishnah? In the Reisha. Emra Isa Shemin Shemin Chalab Azar. You see people eating the Kahanim, eating Shemin Azar. Yad Azar Chlishul Mahu, Ela Moisar Kikim Minchas Yisrael, Vihloik Shemin Shal Metzoyra. Now, why did the Mishnah start off by saying, you don't have to ask? What would have I thought? I might have thought that maybe this Shemin was part of a carbon of shemen, a nedava that someone brought. And maybe that's what they're eating. No, says the Mishnah, she'ein misnadvim. There's no such nedava whatsoever. That's the Tanakhama. But Reb Tarfin that disagrees, Machal de Mandiyomim misnadvim, l'chari he holds yom mischavik. So the Tanakhama is trying to go and say to Reb Tarfin, there's no such thing as a nedava. So therefore, if you see Kehanim eating, you know for sure that this was not a nedava, this was a choiva. Of that, that Reb Tarfon says, no, I respectfully disagree. I hold it's yom is not them. And so therefore, when the kihanim are eating the shemen, it could very well be that this is a shemen of a nedava. Oh, is the chachoira a raya to Shmuel that in fact the shiore shemen are nechol? Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, instead of bringing a raya from the reisha, let's bring a raya from the sefer punk faket, aim a sefer. And raise the shemen shenit al gabi ishim. You see that the shemen poured on the maroch. Yeah, the zorach lishol mahu. Now, why would I have thought that we should ask? Because maybe the reason why it's on the Marocha, on the Mizbeach, is because somebody was Menadiv Shemin. And therefore, says the Tanakhama, Ey, Menadiv Shemin, no such thing. So the only reason why it's put on the Marocha is because it's one of these Choyvedikah Shemin. That's a Moisir Kikah, Menchas Kahanim, Menchas Kahanim, Mashiach. But otherwise, Menadiv Shemin. Mechlal. Now, when Reb Tarfon comes on the scene and he disagrees, Tilmandiyam misnadet kulni ishim. What he is saying is, no, you do put it on the fire. Even though Reb Tarfon, the Mishnah, is silent, but he's addressing the Tanakhama, he's addressing the Sefer of the Mishnah, where the Sefer of the Mishnah said, you don't have to ask why you're being burning the Shemen on the fire. I'll tell you, says Reb Tarfon, because there is such a thing known as a Shemen Nedava. So you see a Rai Punk Fakerth in Shmuel, that in fact, you do put it on the fire and it's not eaten after all. So now the same rayas that Reb Zera is bringing from the Reisha and that Abai is bringing from the Seifa, you turn it around, Labaya Kasha Reisha, Reb Zera Kasha Seifa. So to Arvishlam, Reb Zera, Reisha B'Shirayim, Seifa B'Kayim. There's really no Kasha on Reb Zera whatsoever, because since we're saying that it is just like a Karban Mincha, so some of it goes on the Maracha, and some of it is eaten. And so therefore both the Reisha and the Sefer are correct. When the Reisha says that people are eating, the Kahanim are eating Shemen, and you're wondering where does that come from, oh, Loit Reb Tarfon, this is the Shiore Shemen that they're eating. When it says in the Sefer, when you see that they're burning the Shemen on the Maracha, why? Because that's the Kemitza of the Shemen that was brought in a Dabba. So that's not a problem. That's consistent with Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Shemen koin tzoy, and shiarim ne'acholim. And that's Reb Zera. El Abaye Kasha, what is Abaye going to do with the Reisha? Evidimara tana Reisha otu Sefer. So Rashi says that means it was brought kedi nasva. In other words, the Sefer is really the ikar of the Mishnah. That when you see that you're pouring Shemen on top of the Marocha, don't ask, maybe this is an adava. There's no such thing as an adava. This is from the extra Shemen of the Rikike Kahanim, Koin Mashiach, etc. So that's, I'm sorry?
Or the Metzora.
Well, the Mishnah doesn't mention Metzora. The you're talking about the Loit Shemen Shel Metzora?
That doesn't go on the Mizbeach at all.
Exactly. That's it. The part that goes on the Metzora goes to the Kahanim, but none of it goes on the Mizbeach. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So, like the Baye is Lachshver. So, Abaye says, the Iker is the Sefer. Since we spoke about the Sefer, that what's the reason why we're putting it on the Mizbeach? Because it's Kulah Kol on the Mizbeach. Even a Nedav is Kulah Kol. Or to that, we said in the Reish, if you see that they're eating it, obviously it's not from an Nedava, because an Nedava goes Kula Kol on the Mizbeach. You have to go and say it's talking about the other Kabbanis, the regular Kabbanis brought by Yisrael, that you have extra, or the Loik Shemen that you were talking about before. Zokti Mara. To go and say that Tana Reisha Atu Seif is a Shver Ezach. Mishlem is Seif Atu Reisha Tani. Mishlem Reisha. In other words, we start off with the Reisha, which was necessary. No, since I don't really need the Seif, but just kind of to finish off the story, to go and tie up any loose ends, I throw in the Seif as well. El Reisha Mishlem Seif Ami Tani. Do you find something like that? That the Iker is the Seif? Oh, by the way, you know why I brought the Reisha? It was Bechti. I didn't really need it, but I wanted to go and tell you the whole background, the whole story.
Parallel for memorizing and everything.
Okay. Frey Gemor Mitani. And yeah, even though this is a very big Doichik Pshat, and Meroven Eretz Yisrael, they say that occasionally Tana Reisha Mishlem Seif, as I'm saying, Nishver and Abaye, the Iker Staka the Seif, and the Reisha was Bechti. Okay, but we're not finished yet with this again. Toshima, we have a brisa. Yayin kidivir Reb Akiva l'safog. Shemin kidivir Reb Tarfon is li'ishim. We didn't talk about yayin until now. Reb Akiva elsewhere says that you can menadev yayin, just like you bring the minchas sochem together with as an adjunct to your carbon shlom and your carbon oila. You can bring it independently. Now we of course have had already in the past that you can have a mincha, and now our Gemara is saying also the wine independently, that a person went and was Maktish wine. He said, I'm bringing this for my carbon wine in the Beis Hamikdash. What do you do with it? Just like all the Nisach Hayayin, you pour in the Safalim in the corner into the Shittim on top of the Mizbeach. As they zok the Yankin Rebbe Kiva, the Safalim. Shaman can Rebbe Tarfin li Ishim. According to Rebbe Tarfin, you bring in the Shaman. Where do you put that? On the Ishim. Ishim means on the fire. Oy, oy, oy. I have a big kasha on Shmuel. My lama the yain kulu safalim, but the yain you didn't take a kmitza, the whole thing went right, to safalim. Right. The shemim probably also means kuloi liishim. It's achshver because Reb Shmuel said at the top that according to Reb Tarvin, shemim koyim say only the koyimitz goes on the mizbeach and the shiur of nechalim.
You don't drink the wine of the nedava.
Exactly. Evidently, the iriyakidis, one kidis, and nishkaraya. All he's trying to go and tell you is, where is one of the major locations? The yain is totally the safalim, and the shemen is partially the ishim, but lav davka, that they're exactly parallel. Nishkefela, not such a strong kasha. Omra papa, don't ask kashas. It's kanoi, it's members of the machloikis tanoim. Where's the machloikis tanoim? So on the surface, you don't see clearly the machloikis tanoim, but you'll see momentarily. Shemen, if you want to bring a nedoba for shemen, like Reb Tarfin, what's the minimum shemen you bring? The smallest amount is a like shemen, just like by mitzvah, like shemen. Rabbi Yoim Shloish look. Now the minimum is 3 look. The Ma'akam Iflagi. Where's the machlekes? I'm Rabban. Come here, Rabbi. I'll tell you. The machlekes is that famous machlekes. Exactly. Don't you know? Minah, of course, as you know, means once you're learning one halacha, you take the package deal.
Shut everything.
Exactly. You can't go and just take one thing out of 12 things. Once you take it, you have to do it. You know, take the whole thing. Or do you know, means I only needed one nekuda, and all the rest I have, Baruch Hashem, I don't need anything more than that. That's the machlokes. The Rabbanan Sabbath, the Rabbanan, the Tanakam, that says, Li'ef Chesmiloik, Sabri, Ma Mincha Misnadvim. We learn it from the Karim Mincha. So just like Mincha is Nadav, Av Shem Misnadvim. Umina. And we'll continue on. Ma Mincha Le'ef Shem. The minimum that you bring for a Mincha, to be bolel in the mincha sufficient shemen, the minimum is a loik shem. No, afkan loik shem. If don mino, we're learning everything. Loik shem. Uma mincha koyim tzav shirei ne'acholim, just like a mincha do a kmitz in the shrine. Af shemen koyim tzav shirei ne'acholim. So, although they didn't say that outright, but that's how Rav Pop is interpreting the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rebbe, since he's saying that it's a loik just like a mincha. In other words, the shemen that you use for a mincha, so just like a mincha, it's a kmitz, but shiora, same thing of it, just like Shmuel at the time. V'idach, I take a learn from mincha. Ma mincha misnadven, ma shemen misnadven. That's enough. Genuk. Now all the details rely on me. I don't need any more the pasuk for that. V'oki basa, kinesachim. The greatest parallel between shemen would be to a nesachim, meaning to wine. We're going to see shortly in the Gemara that Nesachim are learned from another pasuk of Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yaseh Kocha, and it is similar, they're both liquids. Ma Nesachim Shloisha Lugin, the Shloisha Lugin, the minimum of Nesachim has to be 3 Lugin. Where do we have the minimum of Nesachim? As you know, every time you bring a carbon, Menchusim and Eskem Kim Debar, Shloisha Esroinim, yeah, okay. But then we lay on Rish Chodesh, Chatzi Ahin Yelapar, Shlisha Sahin Lo Ail, or Revi Sahin La Kevis Yoy. Revi Sahin, how many lugin are there in a hin? There are 12. Since there are 12 lugin in a hin, chatzi a hin is 6, shlishis is 4, revias a hin is 3. Kevis is the smallest one with which you bring a minchas esachim. Oh, so 3 lugin. So Avshemen is also shodesh lugin. That's where it comes from, the shodesh lugin by Shem. Amad esachim kulan lesafalim, just like the wine is totally in the seifel. Avshemen is also kulan leishim, totally on the fire. Oh, so obviously, you see from this way the Rav Pop has interpreted this machlokes that
Rebbe takes the whole package.
The whole package. And Tanakama takes the whole package. It's Rebbe that only takes part of the package. And that's why he said it's not one leg, it's 3 legin, because he took the looking basra. And therefore it's kulan leishim, not like the carbon mincha, where only the kmitza goes on, the whole thing goes on, the ganze package deal. Oh, so that's the machlokes that Shmuel had at the top, and the previous brisa that said this goes to Safalim, and this goes totally to Ishim. And you know, no longer do you have to say Hakad Isa, Hakad Isa. It's like a totally to Ishim, like the second Manyam. So this was a teretz that was given by the Rabbanon Kamei de Rapapa. Amalei Rapapa Labaya, Ime Mincha Maisilo. If everybody agrees, or Ime Maisilo Rebbe, if both the Tanakama and Rebbe would agree that we're learning from a Karma Mincha, Tkuliyam, everybody would hold Doi Mino Umina, and therefore we learn it from a Karma Mincha, like Shmuel, and we do our Kavitza, Mitzhiyar Mnechol. And the Rebbe Mi Ezrach Gomala, Rebbe doesn't learn it from this pasuk of the extra word karban, which says by the mincha, but he learns it from another pasuk, from the pasuk Ezra. Where is the pasuk Ezra? Number two. So he's learning it from Ezra. That pasuk Ezra, Rashi says, is also used to tell us the extra wine, that you can bring wine as a special individual kabbalah, not as part of a minchas sasachim, but independently.
Is that going into our shalim?
Yeah, it's in ours. It may not be in yours.
And number
ours,
two is number two.
Number two, yeah, in ours, no, but you don't have it in the. In the. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, we love you just the same. Okay, don't take it personally. Tzadik Aleph from the base. Tzadik Aleph from the base.
Number two.
Number two. Right hand margin.
Yeah.
Kol Ezra.
Kol Ezra. Yes,
is it Parshish Shlach, is it, or Korach?
That's in Parshish Shlach, I believe.
So again, what is this talking about?
This is talking about being menadev, either wine or shemen. According to Rebbe, shemen. And we're learning it from this pasuk Ezra. Now, what does it say at the end of the pasuk? Take another look, Brother Shai. Kol Ezra yaseh koches, heil lehakrev ishe.
Reach lechoach Hashem.
Koches eilu lehakrev isha. Isha, what means isha? Isha doesn't mean a woman. Isha means the isha, and it means the marach on the mizbeah. Oh, so it means that we're taking the shemen, we're putting on the mizbeah. So, what did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa said, it's not a machloikis. Whether it's uki mino mino uki mino be asra, because if everybody would learn for the karmin mincha, everybody would mamish like a karmin mincha mita kmitza, etc. The reason why Rebbe holds that it's in fact three lugan, he's not learning all the halachas from there, is because he's not learning it from mincha at all. Nothing to do with mincha. No mincha. He's learning from kol ezra. That's a special din of nesachim, just like nesachim. Yeah, in yev nesachim sham. Amir vuna bereid rapapa le rab nasan le rapapa. Mi matzah sam nesachim. Can you even say those words? Vatanya befeisha b'raisa nishtozoi. The b'raisa begins karben mincha. That's the Torah Rishon we had before. Kisafka karben mincha. Malam ishim in snadvin shemen. Vekama, and how much do you give? Shloisha lugin. Now who's the one that said shloisha lugin? Rebbe. Masham leidom and shloisha lugin. Rebbe. Vekama isilami karben doesn't bring it from Ezra. He brings it from the Karban Mincha. So this new pshat that Rav Papa you just gave now, that Rebbe learns it from Ezra, is wrong. Amalei Rav Papa said, I apologize. Tanya, I didn't know that price. Amishmul, nushtikul. Amasnadabi yayin, mevi, umizalfoy al gabio ishin.
You don't pour it on the shishin?
Exactly.
On the
you don't put in the safalim. Not like we've been learning until now. We kept on saying until now that when you bring the wine, you put it into the safalim. No, no. It's not the yayin. You put it on the
fire.
Frank, in my time, what's the reason? I'm a crow. The yayin takrav lenesach, chatziahin ishay reach nichoyach lashem. That ishay that we went bedayach before, you put it on the ishay. Frank, tomorrow, I can put shemen on the fire, and if anything, the fire will now flacker, and it'll make it even stronger. But if I put wine on the fire, it's going to extinguish it, and the wine is going to, the ishim, the marokh is going to start whining.
He says mezalif. He doesn't say pour it. He says mezalif.
Okay. So you see, don't be nice. My time, krobi yain takrav lenasech hakunav nachol. Mestarav yain meiv mezalif agavi ishim. My time, what's reading on the krob? Yain takrav lenasech chatziyahin isha ishrech mechoyich on the ishim. But he is extinguishing. If he would go and pour the whole thing over everything all at once and the whole thing would go out, you're right. But mezalef presumably means only a portion of it, and therefore nishkeferich. Is that true? Ain't he? You take one gachelis off the mezbech, the kibah, and you go and extinguish it. Chayiv. But that's only a mitzvah. So I see even kibah mitzvah shmei kiboy. Maybe that was the only gacheles left. Everything else had already burned out. It was all deshen. He only had one gacheles left. He took that gacheles and he poured it. He extinguished it. No, so he made a full kibbutz. He didn't just do a kibbutz mitzvah. Iboy, you say, menochem shak kibbutz mitzvah shani. Avad is time to go and be mechabe anything. One gacheles, 100 gacheles. That avad, that's awesome. You can't. How do you know that you're not allowed to be mechabe? Says Rashi, because it says in the pasuk. Loy sichbe, that's got to be. What's the Russian about? Eish tomet tukanum is beach loy sichbe. It's always got to be burning. So Gemara, but here's a kibbutz mitzvah. What's a kibbutz mitzvah? Since the person was menasech liyayah. If you hold it, you have to mezalf el gabi ishim. So that's what you got to do. The chadish kabrei. Just like you can't shecht on Shabbos, but the stomach you're allowed, or the karm musaf. So yeah, it's a mitzvah and under mas. Torah Shema. Let's try to bring a raya to Tonu Reb Lezu and Yaakov. Klapi shenosna toira litroim. Yochel yichamba v'yitroim. This is not talking about truma, it's talking about truma's hadeshim. Every single morning, the kohen ran up, right? He won the pious, he ran up, and he wants to take the truma's hadeshim, and he looks into the marocha, and the marocha is still full of burning aymarin and chalovim uptorim for the night before. There's not even a drop of deshim to remove. So since truma's hadeshim, that's the first avoid every single day, and that's a big mitzvah, I would think, maybe you should take some water or some wine or something and be machabe some of it, and now take that out and put it down below.
It's only a marginal amount.
Exactly.
A ritual, a symbolic amount.
Exactly. So even a bissela. So tomorrow, amris lo yichbe. No, don't. Lo yichbe, stay there and do not be machabe. So you see that even a kibbutz b'mitzvah, and even kibbutz de mitzvah, ishmei kibbutz, is the choy that destroys your teretz before.
How's he doing Truma's Hadeshim? Isn't he inevitably being mechabe a little bit?
No.
No, because
he's the whole thing intact. Take a shovel, or a
mat, or take ash. You have a barbecue.
Yeah, but there's burning embers.
No, but
say, leave those behind.
What?
You leave those behind. You push them in and you pull
some
out
some of it's ash. Some of it's ash. Some of it's ash.
But there's no ash over here. Unfortunately, everything was so fresh and it's all cooking and burning and roasting. Okay. No ash. What do you do? I would think you go pour it out. No, look, yeah, but see, there's no such thing as kibui de mitzvah shani. Every morning shani awesome, the efshir the yosef inata. Mister, it's going to happen sooner or later. So just sit around. I guess you can't sit inside the Azores. You'll stand, but eventually it's going to go out.
A watch fire never, you know.
A watch pot doesn't boil, but a watch fire burns out. You've done a barbecue. You know, you wait till it goes out before you cover it over.
Anyways, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that you go and take the yayin of the dove and you pour it on the ishim. Toshima. We have the price that we brought before. Yain can deliver a kiva. The safalin, the shita on the top of the bear. Shema can deliver a tar for the ishim. It's wearing one kasha on Shmuel that says it's not of yain put on the ishim. The oitan yenucham raisa. Yain nesach doesn't mean yain nesach. Yain yenasach it not safalin. Oi, any el ishim. Which one do you do? Do you put in the safalin, put in the ishim? Amrish, lo yich be metunish. You have to go and put it in the safalin, not on the fire. It's a bizarre to say a shver on Shmuel from these two prices. It's not a machloikis legabi hilchis menasech or menadev yayin. This is a kolater de kula machloikis.
Davishen miskaven.
Perfect, beautiful. Can I know?
Yeah.
What's the machloikis over here? Says Rashi that Rabbi Yehuda, as we hold davishen miskaven, is osir. Since davishen miskaven is osir, I'm pouring the wine on top of the chum. Do I want the chalim to go out? No, I don't want.
Mekayim the mitzvah being of leishim.
Nevertheless,
the mishnah mechaber is also. You're not mechaber.
Is it psik reisha?
One second, please. One at a time. What is Reb Shimon hold? The mishnah mechaber is mutter. So even if they go out, so they go out. I don't want them to go out. Please. Gecholim, I ask you, please don't go and out. And they went out anyway. So then, the mishnah mechaber is mutter. So that's how Shmuel understands. According to Rabbi Kiva, that you're menasachet, even though it's going to go out, no v'skalechtin, you know, davishin v'schav. Freitach yet, Barry, what about the inyan of psikresha? Doesn't everybody go to psikresha?
Modern Rav Shimon psikresha in Lomas.
As a bizarre, even Rav Shimon l'choyer should agree, don't pour the wine on top of the marocha, because it's going to go out, even you're not mischavin of psikresha. So Rashi asks this kasha. If you look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Yomid Vim Toimar. Psikresh for the Amazon. Why not? Why not?
Because it's not definitely going to go out.
Oh, so some of it's going to go out. Some of it.
Don't be nervous. V'im Toimar, two lines from the bottom of the Rashi. Psikresh for the Amazon. Efshin the mazav lay betipim dakus ma'oid. He's not going to pour it all at one time.
Slowly but surely.
It's going to take an hour until he pours the whole thing out, drop by drop by drop. As every drop falls in, it'll evaporate. Hilkach, inam, even if it would be mechabe begiv betibim gazais, the b'shem mechabe, it's no longer an automatic psikresha, since there are eitzes that you can do without a psikresha. Artisly, so therefore, vaitzes machlek rebuta and ripshim. So Timar, so what does ripshim hold? Ripshim holds that it's mutter, and that's why that you can go and be mezalef, and therefore it comes out that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. Remember, the Shmuel Reb Shimon Svirle. What is Shmuel? Mechamin gachalish al mapnas b'shus rabbi shul shel yizuk barabim. Aval gachalish al eitz. What is this all about? This has nothing to do with the basic magician. A person is walking down the street and he sees a gachelis made out of metal. Metal, by definition, doesn't melt, but it's burning, hot. And therefore,
It's a takala. It's a danger.
It's a tremendous danger. A person, chas v'shalom, can step on it, it'll burn a hole in his shoe and then into his foot and whatever.
They're not going to get it to that temperature that it'll melt.
It won't, exactly. No, so this gachelis from Matzal Shusarabim, the Shushla Yizuka Barabim, you're allowed to be mechabin, you're allowed to go and pour it out. The reason for the Rashi says is because the kibui is not a real kibui diaraisa, because nothing's really burning, it's just burning.
We're talking about Shabbos, right?
We're talking about everything on Shabbos, or in Yom Tov. But on Shabbos. So gachelis from Matzal Shusarabim, you're allowed to be mechabin, you're allowed to put it out. Last Rashi, la bas kibuyu, there's no kibui, it's Isur Derbananu. Why? Because it's similar to kibbutz gachalis, but it's not real kibbutz. It's a mokum hezekarav and ligos rabbi. Okay, that's very simple. Now let's go to the next case. Avli gachalis shleit. If you find a gachalis shleit, don't put it out because that's already bas kibbutz. That's an issa deraisa. So leave it that way. Afraid tomorrow. What's the problem in going mechaba a gachalis shleit? But is that your intention? Do you want to make pechem?
No.
No, you just don't want it to
remove the danger.
So now this is not called a dov shein mischaben. This is called a melacha she'ena tzaricha legufa. Says Rashi, any time that I go and put out eitz, which is burning on Shabbos, because I want to make pechem, because I want to make the charcoal to be able to use another time or for whatever reason I want the pechem, maybe to go and put chas v'shalom someone that has a wound and you want to use that for instead of iodine or something like that.
Right.
Exactly. Kirgrom, etc., etc. Anyway, the point of all that is, if you are mischaven lasis pchamim, then you're oiver the araisa of kibui. However, if it's mlach shenitzrich legufa, you think I want to be mechaben this gachelis shel eitz, I would pray and hope there will never be such a gachelis shel eitz. Unfortunately, I'm stuck here. Gachelis shel eitz is causing a potential
danger
in the Rambam. That's why I'm putting it out. But not that I want to put it out. So it's called the mlach shenitzrich. Ah, and that's mlach shenitzrich legufa. And who holds, therefore, that it is osir of gachelis shel eitz? That's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa is Osir. Just like Rabbi Shimon is Matir by a Dovah Shein Mischaben is Mutter, he also holds Melach Shein Tzrich Legufa is Mutter. This same Shmuel, who we just said a moment ago, holds like Shimon by the dinim of Shein Mischaben. We're asking a kasha on Shmuel. We assume that he would hold like Reb Shimon as well. The gavin the dover, the gavin melach shein tzricha legufa. So he bazoi is achshver. He's talking about Reb Shimon tzvirle. If the gal chelush leitz nami, he should be able to go and put out on Shabbos because it's melach shein tzricha legufa, and Reb Shimon holds that's mutter. Everything in Mar, this is apples and oranges. But dover shein mischaven, so like Reb Shimon, melach shein tzricha legufa, so like Reb Yehuda. The kasha the Gemara is so ishver. That Tois is a top ass. They make a second date. The Rabbis Shimon Mischaven show that you see Chalikuva. These are Ma'anyim Zelazad. These are two separate halachas. I mean, there's an overlap in a sense. Of the Ma'is, these are two separate things. Here, by the Rabbis Shimon Mischaven, he's not Mischaven at all. Unfortunately, by pouring the wine on the Gachelim, he's screaming, Gachelim, stay burning. I don't want to put any of them out. It's a Dover Shein Mischabit. Nevertheless, or because it's a Dover Shein Mischabit, it says Reb Shimon's mother. Here he's Mischabit to go and put out the Gachelim Shalait. He's just not doing it for Legufa. He's doing it, I don't need the Pechem. I'm doing it for others. Very good reasons. Exactly. So these are two separate Allah. But if the Gemara held that it was sufficiently similar that we should ask the Kasha, the Gemara says it's two separate. Amr Avuda, we're going to just finish off the parak. Everybody agreed to finish off the parak?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, of course. At this point, Nisachim Shenitmu. What happens even to Nisachim that became Tomei? Oislem Marochem Befnei Atzman V'Sorfan Yishum Shenemar VaKodesh BaIsh Tisarev. We've touched on this halacha a number of times before. We normally think of when you burn kabbanis, you take it out chutz shalish machnes on a base of deshen. But those where there's a chiyuv to go and burn them, because that's what the Torah requires. Here, however, if you're talking about something that got possible, you go and go and you make a special fire in the Azara. I don't know where in the Azara. Maybe in back of the Kodesh Kadoshim, where you had a, I think 11 Amis or whatever, maybe over there you did it. But bottom line is, somewhere inside the Azara, you had to go and make a fire and burn the posel karbanis. What Rav Huna is being mechadish is, when you're talking about Nisachim, you make a marochim with Nayatzman. You don't even burn it on together with the other pasul of kabbalas, you make a special marocha on its own. Mishum shenema b'kodesh ba'ish tisaref. Tana mihoch v'taka v'rayi from a braisa, hadam v'hashemen v'amenochis v'anesochem shenitmu'u, oyislu marocha v'fnei atzvan v'saref and then go and burn them. Omle shmule rav chanam b'agadato, gadato is machloikis, whether he came from Baghdad,
or b'gadato is
ba'al agada. Rashi has two pshatim in other places, not here, but Rashi elsewhere. Ayisili be'asora, please bring together a minion. I'm going to go and tell in front of the Gantz Minyan. In other words, this was not a well-known halacha. He wanted to go mafarsim it. The best way is they didn't have emails and they didn't have things going viral. Have 10 people come together and then people are going to ask, hey, what do you make a minyan? We made a special minyan for Mincha, a minyan for Mara, what's going on? No, to mafarsim this halacha. Now that it says that it's on a marocha b'fnei atzmai, the last Rashi asks, look at Rashi 6-7 lines before the end. Utmiani. Lama sarfan the atzman. Vina sarfan beisadesh and shahoye bazara shabisarfim silikachi kudishim. There was already a marocha of some sort for all the bad kabbanis of silikachi kudishim. What do you have to marocha with the atzmai? Vina irbeina ishu dovalach. Sorfan the atzman should taste very fast and nikeris the atzma. He wanted to be nicker. Sheim hoye sorfan vasa ain't nikarim. Sheim ben mamish. You're going to go and pour the liquid.
You're not going to see it's being burnt at all.
One second after you pour the whole thing. Where's the wine? Where's the shemen?
It's gone.
So therefore, you have to make a mesh marocha with the atzma. The Rambam says, since the Gemara doesn't use the term beis hadashim with the atzma, is marocha with the atzma, then on top of the mizbeach, they made a special marocha for these
three marochas.
Those are the regular.
Right.
In fact, machloikis, three or four. For on these special occasions, when there was unfortunately the sachem that became tamei, the sachem, shemen, all the rest of the things, instead of pouring in the safalim and doing something else, special marocha on top of the mizbeach. Have the kalatod and the kalatod and the kalatod.
That's the danger. If you did on top of the mizbeach, people think it's kosher.
If you did on top of the mizbeach,